Yeah, if you guys are going to put me up with those two guys, I'd like a booster seat, Tom, if you don't mind, next time. Just, we had so many guys contribute to this win, and you heard the humility from those guys that they obviously played a starring role tonight and did, they made play after play. But they're also appreciative of the screens and the cutting and the plays that their teammates make, the shooters being threats where it changes spacing. But what a great college basketball game. Ohio State made play after play. You know, and obviously Royal was phenomenal. Then and Mobley and Thornton, they gave us everything that we asked for, everything that we wanted. They were good. I mean, and for us to win the shot battle, to have a manageable amount of turnovers, and even our turnovers tonight, it's been our Achilles heel. But I thought several of them when we played good basketball and maybe got it, the ball stripped in the paint, and so those are the ones that will live with dunks or layups. So we didn't have very many unforced turnovers tonight, and it was a physical game. It was I think Ohio State's without a doubt an NCAA tournament team. So it's two heavyweights battling it out, going hit for hit, round for round, and fortunately, we made the plays when we needed to.
So I want to start where you started about just so many guys making plays. I said to the guys who just left in Indiana, it was kind of an area or a big three game. The last game was a bench game, 21-0. You just said, I mean, it felt like everybody did something at some point today.
No question. I thought all the guys, you know, Reuben Jones' stat line, 8 points, 100% from the field. Thought his defense was, he was physical, he was aggressive. Arati had 8 rebounds. Namari made one of the biggest shots of the game, I think at the 4 minute time, between 8 and 4 minutes. Trey didn't have one of his better games, but he's the one that got, when we were weathering a storm in the second half, he was the one that was getting downhill, putting pressure on the rim. So obviously they're all not going to be at their best. And then LJ Kaysen on the offensive side brought a real boost. And then Will Cheddar did what he does almost every game. So I can go down. We're winning these games because it's a complete team effort. And the bond and relationship that our guys have in the locker room carries over in between the lines. That was option one. We felt like we had been riding Danny, and you know, just as if we're coming out of timeouts, anticipating what we might see, we felt like they were going to do something, whether it was trap Danny or whatever the case, they were going to do something out of a timeout to take away what had been our bread and butter. And so, yeah, we tried to create an advantage for Roddy getting downhill, and he made a big time play. Same thing. I mean, he's a freshman, and for a freshman to do what Mobley's doing in this league is incredibly impressive. So for LJ to stay ready and stay composed on the offensive side of the ball, he's a impactful player every time he checks in, because he can get wherever he needs to get to. He can shoot the basketball, and he can really get to loose basketballs. As one of our coaches on our staff says, he's a retriever. He gets the ball. So we don't win this game without the contributions of everyone that checked in.
Yeah, you've said in the past that kind of the scout is out on the 4-5 ball screen, but tonight Wolf had 17-11, Golden 20-10. I think Danny had 4 assists to Vlad. You know, how have you seen them kind of adapt to people really expecting it? Why were they able to really break through today?
Every team has different personnel that can allow and force certain things to happen. Purdue can't do certain things that Ohio State can do, and Ohio State can't do certain things that Michigan State can, and on that, and we can't do certain things that Wisconsin can do. So there's a lot of factors. I'd rather not give my opinion of why it worked tonight, other than just great personnel awareness and selflessness by our group of players.
Dusty, with you and Jake both being in your first years at your respective universities, it seems like it could be the start of some pretty interesting battles here in the next couple of years. What is it like, I guess, to be sitting here and thinking how this game unfolded and to think this might be the first of maybe a new era of this rivalry?
Well, I anticipate every single game being like this, hard fought till the very end with great support from the fans, with great interest throughout college basketball. It's a big game, and I don't want to speak for Coach Diebler because we haven't talked about it since our Big Ten meetings, but he came up last year when we had we were in California in Big Ten country for our Big Ten meetings, and he said, hey, are you good with, let's try to do this where we play home and home every year. going forward. That way, it's obviously it's hard because it's two rivalry games versus one. But it's what's good for the game. It's what's good for the sport. It's what's good for our players. It's less travel. It's big for TV. It's big for our fan bases. So we both agreed that even though it might not be as fun as it could be, it's a gut-wrenching preparation and anticipation for the game because of how much it means. But we both agreed that going forward, we'd like for that to happen. I don't know if we can do a quick flip next year, if it happens the year after that. But yeah, we both requested that from the league. So it was a lot of fun competing against those guys because we have a lot of respect. They, like us, they played an incredibly difficult schedule, which has prepared them for Big Ten play. And then they're a much better team now than they were 6 weeks ago. Much, much better basketball team. And I looked at a couple texts from coaches that have played them earlier, and they said, wow, they've improved. So that's probably the most difficult thing to do in today's climate is to keep a team together, fighting like crazy together, and then have them improve as you go through this long, grueling season of college basketball, especially in the Big Ten Conference.
Where would you say we could hear it from down here, everybody chanting Roddy's name in the locker room. Where does that moment sort of rank for you this year? And just speak to, if you can, everything he dealt with today, this weekend.
It's obviously tough. You know, if you step in that arena now as a modern athlete, there's certain things that come with it. If as a coach, there's certain things that just it's a part of it. And it's more difficult on people that are great human beings like Roddy Gill. And he's a basketball player. He's a son. He's a brother. I mean, he's a lot of things other than just a Michigan or Ohio State basketball player. So obviously, it's tough at that age, but it's part of it. And he handled this situation with grace, with dignity, with class, and he played a really good basketball game in a tough environment. And he'll be better for this because he powered through it.
Coach, I think that's going to do it.
Thank you, guys.